Today, one day after he was wounded in an assassination attempt, Taiwan's president, Chen Shui-bian, narrowly won another 4 years in office. Out of the 13 million votes cast, Chen won by fewer than 30,000 votes. But the election ended in high drama. Chen's opponent declared the vote unfair and demanded it be nullified. If the result is confirmed, it's sure to disappoint the Chinese government in Beijing, which bristles at President Chen's talk about independence for Taiwan. NPR's Rob Gifford covered the vote in Taipei and has this report.
Elections don't come much closer and comebacks don't get much bigger than this. Several months ago, Chen Shui-bian was trailing far behind his opponent Lian Jian, but he managed to revitalize his campaign and turn today's race into a cliffhanger. After the polls closed at 4 p.m. local time, Taiwan's cable news channels ran the tally of votes on their screens, and the two candidates were neck and neck all evening. Chen Shui-bian's camp began to claim victory by fewer than 30,000 votes, but Chen's rival Lian Jian of the Nationalist Party refused to concede defeat. "We ask the Central Election Commission to seize and seal all ballot boxes," he said. He also demanded a full inquiry into the shooting of President Chen Shui-bian yesterday, which he said had a direct impact on the election. Some of Lian's supporters went so far as to suggest a conspiracy around the shooting, designed to garner extra sympathy votes from the electorate. Lian's supporters gathered late into the night in Taipei to protest the vote, and there were scuffles in Taiwan's third largest city, Taichung. At President Chen Shui-bian's Democratic Progressive Party headquarters, the mood was jubilant. "I can't deny that the shooting yesterday might have had an impact," said this man. "Some people turned out in sympathy for the president, but not that many," he added. "And anyway, what does it matter? We won." "It's fantastic," said this woman. "Now Chen Shui-bian can finish the reforms he started." Finally, President Chen himself appeared to give his victory speech. Symbolically, he gave it first in the Taiwanese language, followed by Mandarin. "The election is over," Chen said. "Even those of us with different beliefs and ideals should use love and forgiveness to create a new Taiwan." Chen has been a major proponent of a Taiwanese identity separate from China, and Beijing fears he may push for actual independence. One consolation today for China was that a referendum Chen had proposed did not pass. China feared that referendum could set a precedent for one on independence. Beijing issued a brief report marking Chen's re-election and playing up statements by Lian Jian declaring the vote unfair and demanding a recount. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Taipei.